Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by a singer-songwriter that Katy Perry refers to as the next new pop star. We'd like to welcome to our show Haven Madison. Nice to have you, Haven.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Congratulations on your success last year on American Idol. You did very well.
And Thank you.
Now, you're a person who said in your bio comments that you don't like to be judged. But yet you put yourself on stage where three people would judge you week after week after week.
Yes, very much.
So how did that feel? How did that go? Was that what you'd hoped it was, what you expected it to be?
I think it was very challenging. We like to say that it's like a boot camp. It's like a very intense, going to put you through the ins and outs of the industry very fast. And also while like 30 million Americans are watching. But I think it was incredible. But I think part of the reason it was so amazing for me is I was on a season with such amazing people that the community was so strong that it was like, it was super difficult and had its moments. But like we all had each other, which was really awesome.
Yeah, well, you did great. And, you know, what was the best advice you got and who gave it to you?
Best advice I got was actually from Melinda Doolittle. I had a Zoom with her before I went to Hollywood Week because she knows my parents. And so we had a little meeting.
Former contestant, Melissa Doolittle.
Yeah. She was on one of the really early seasons. She's an incredible person. And so we had a Zoom and she was kind of just helping me understand the process. And she told me that fame is not a change in who you are. It's a change in how the people around you react to you. And I think that has helped me so much in understanding all the change and that, you know, now having multiple eyes on me and getting recognized in public and understanding that I haven't changed. It's just more people know who I am now.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So what has changed in your life? More people know who you are. That's got to affect your ability to go out in public. If you walk on the streets, you know, people will stop you for selfies and autographs and such. If you're at dinner, they'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff has definitely been like the biggest adjustment is getting used to that. But I also like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I actually really love it. I love meeting people and them telling me their story and taking pictures and doing all the things. I think it's super, super fun. And it's just cool how much people care. I would say just normalcy has changed. I no longer go to high school. I'm online. And I, you know, go in and out of Nashville writing sessions. I do like 3 a week. So I'm constantly writing, constantly working, and have very much been crafted into a young adult in a very adult life. So that's been a big adjustment, but it's also, I love what I'm doing. So it doesn't really bother me the amount of change.
And you're still only 20 or have you turned 21?
I'm 18. I just turned.
Oh, you're 18. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, then that's interesting. So how is this being in high school? You've always been homeschooled, so you didn't go to high school, to an actual school?
I was homeschooled till my freshman year, and I went to a public school my freshman year, and then junior year I was on American Idol, so then I pulled out online.
And how did that go at school? I mean, how was that? Must have been crazy.
It was very interesting. Another piece of advice that has stuck with me was from Alanis Morissette when she was mentoring me on Idol. She said that people fall into three categories. They'll love you no matter what you do. They'll hate you no matter what you do, or they won't give a crap at all. And so seeing the different people fall into those different categories was very interesting. And, high school kids aren't really nice, never have been. And so it was interesting. I was almost kind of bullied my freshman and sophomore year for being a musician and being tall and weird and not an athlete and things like that. And then when I went on American Idol, then everybody loved me. And then once I came off American Idol, everybody very quickly hated me. And so it's been interesting seeing the changes, but my mental health has been a lot better since leaving.
And it's been tested too, because you've chosen a career that, kind of exposes you, your center stage, the spotlight's on you, you're being judged constantly. And not only that, I mean, it also gives you a chance to express yourself in ways that you otherwise couldn't, because you're writing songs and singing songs about actual experiences and feelings.
Absolutely. I think that's become one of the more interesting things, because I write songs about personal experiences. It became a very quick like conspiracy in high school of who's the song about and what's the song about. And I think The amount of times I've been asked or told, a lot of people, I know who this song is about. And I'm like, really? Because you didn't write it. It's been very interesting seeing that dynamic. But I think the thing I finally realized is like, my songs are never usually pinpointed at one person. It's more or less if the shoe fits, then lace it up.
Right. It's more of a type of person than a specific person.
Yeah, I mean, specific people inspire it, but especially if it's like a breakup song, I'm not doing the most to try to give them all that attention. No, thank you.
Do you ever go into a relationship where a guy says, Haven, please don't write about me?
Oh, absolutely. I have. Yeah, my last relationship, when we broke up, he was like, just don't bash me in your songs. I know you're not going to bash me in your songs. And I was like, okay.
Wait,
But
and see.
the thing is, if I'm going to write a song, it's what I do. I'm an artist. Whether it's a negative or positive song, completely up to your actions.
What is your favorite part of this? Is it the songwriting? Is it the singing, the performing? What do you like most about what you're doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm not sure that I could pick. I love all of it. I love traveling. I love meeting people. I love the live performance. I actually did my first showcase in Nashville last night, and it was just the most fun I've ever had on stage. And I love songwriting because it's such a like I'll never get over how cool it is that I walk in a room and a song doesn't exist and I walk out and we've created something that is nowhere else in the world. I think that's just crazy. And it's so casual to songwriters. So I don't know. I think I love all of it.
And this is a very exciting time for you personally because you're releasing your debut EP on April 26th, which is called Turn Off All the Lights.
Yes, I'm super, super excited. So yeah, two songs are out, and then it's going to be accompanied by three more when the EP comes, April 26th.
Wow, that is fantastic. It's a lot of pressure to handle for an 18-year-old. You're very young. You're just at the beginning of this journey. And how do you keep it together? What is it? Yeah, I mean, religion. Are you a religious family? Your dad was a Christian music singer, a Grammy-nominated Christian music singer.
Yeah, I definitely grew up in the church, but my parents were never strict religious people. They were very much that God is their foundation, and they hope that we can realize that God is ours as well. And I think, yeah, I'm a very religious person. I have a super strong relationship with the Lord, and I think that He's the reason that I've gotten as far as I have. So leaning into that, I have an amazing family. So leaning into them at all times, especially because my dad has done what he's done, like he knows, he understands. And so to have that relationship is super incredible as well. And my mom is such an amazing, strong, kind, like peacekeeper. And so she's just a good person to have around. And my brother is doing it as well. He's chasing the dream. He's actually my drummer. And so, we're watching each other and we're going alongside each other. And I just think it's, leaning into my family and my close friends and just the people who have supported me from, the beginning of writing songs about Santa Claus, like leaning into those people.
So, when you look back at your first songs, the songs you wrote way back when, what do you think of them now? Do they still resonate, or do you look at them and say, "Whoa, what? Where was I at? What was my head at?"
Definitely the song about Santa Claus in the middle of June still confuses me a little bit, but some of them I'm like, okay, I was on to something. I had a song called Hey Boy, and it was like I found it the other day in my little notebook, and I was like, okay, like I was on to something here. There's ideas, but they were very middle school level of sophistication.
And experience, of course, because you didn't have the kind of experience at 12 or 13 that you have had since. Haven
Right.
Madison is our guest here on Border Crossings, and her new EP is Turn Off All the Lights. And I'd like to ask if you'd do a song for us, since we've talked a lot about all your different songs. What are you going to sing?
Absolutely, let's do it. I think I'm gonna sing Claw Marks for you guys.
All right, Claw Marks from Haven Madison here on Border Crossings.
I make fun, but they never stick around, cause I try to pin them down. I just want a feeling out, so I never plan to make a mess. The ink is on his breath, so everybody's heading. I'll shake and shiver till it makes you quiver. And I don't ever mean to do it, but I'll leave you with a thousand hearts. Ice crash and scrape on the can't escape. I'll shake and shiver till it makes me quiver. And I don't ever mean to do it, I just can't get out of my own way. I leave claw marks on everything I've ever loved. And once they're gone, there's nothing where the feeling was. I scratch and scrape, I'm so afraid they'll run away. I leave claw marks on everything I've ever loved. I leave claw.
Crossings, Haven, Madison, that's Claw Marks. And that is a song, I assume, on your new EP that's coming out April 26th?
Yes, it is.
So tell me about the song Claw Marks. What inspired that song? Because your music, you've said yourself, is diversity is a big thing for you. And you do lots of different things and you do them well. And Dad introduced you to ZZ Top and Mom introduced you to Taylor Swift. So where are you at as far as, you know, your songwriting and that particular song?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say in that song, I think it's hard because a lot of artists try to find a thread. We try to find our thing, you know? And I think, Taylor Swift's thing is her storytelling, and Olivia Rodrigo's thing is her like young female rage. And so I would say that my thing is just super authentic humanity. It's very honest songs. And so Claw Marks, I read a quote somewhere and it was, everything I've ever let go of has claw marks on it, and yet there are none on me. And I was like, God, like, I know this is a song. And so I kind of had to dig for it, but it ended up being this, you know, just a heartbreaking piano ballad that's just so strong in conception. And I don't know, I just think it's a very interesting sentiment of a song.
Mm-hmm. And a few of the songs you wrote with Dave Prittinger, is that correct?
Yes,
very well
I love
songwriter.
Dave. He's an incredible writer. He was Grammy nominated. He's an amazing, amazing guy.
So I wanted to find out from you, as far as your perspective on life and, you know, advice you might be able to offer to younger females who are aspiring to be the next Haven Madison. You know, the journey you've taken up to this point, American Idol was a good choice. It gave you, like, you know, instant fame. Now sustaining the fame is the challenge. And but what advice do you give people, not only about the business, but, you know, I understand your brother dealt with depression for a while and mental health is something very much in the forefront of your mind. You mentioned you were bullied. So what kind of advice do you give young people?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think first in regards of, aspiration and goals, I think from as soon as I was on American Idol, everybody was, you're the next Taylor Swift, you're the next Taylor Swift, you're the next Taylor Swift. And I think as complimentary as that is, because she's one of the most iconic artists in the world, is there's nobody like Taylor Swift. And I think that's what makes music and artistry so cool. There's no one that's going to be the next Taylor Swift, except for Taylor Swift. There's nobody that's going to be the next Haven Madison. You know, there's just Haven. You know what I mean?
That's it.
And so to understand that there are aspirations and goals and role models, but you have to find yourself. And people can read BS. They can tell if you don't know who you are and you're just trying to copy and paste. And so I think if you want to go be an artist, you have to know who you are and know your message and stand firm in that, because there's definitely going to be a lot of judgment and comments and things thrown at you. So you have to be able to at least know who you are at the forefront. So I'd say that's super important. And then also just in regards to being young and mental health, it's so oversaid, but this too shall pass is something that's kind of just always going through my mind, especially, you know, I think about high school and I think about when I was eating alone in like my cheer locker room at lunch all of sophomore year. And when I ate with my teacher all of junior year, like I just think of all the things and it's like, you know, understanding that there are seasons of life and they're going to come and go. And so to enjoy the positives of it, but when the negatives of a season come, to know that it's going to go so fast and you're not going to think about it anymore. You know, I don't think about the people who said mean things to me at high school anymore. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I'm often doing my thing. And so definitely just understanding that each moment is fleeting and passing and going. And so soak up all the amazing positive things and let all the negative things go with the moment.
That's great advice. Well stated. And you're obviously mature beyond your years. You know, you're very articulate. Pleasure to talk to you and have on the show. It's Haven Madison is our guest. And so one of the things you talked about was the fact that you like to tour, to perform in front of a large or live crowd. Do you have any plans to do any international touring?
I would love to do an international tour. I am looking into my options for the fall. I want to do a run. I have yet to do a full like Haven Madison tour. And so after my showcase last night, I think some opportunities are going to be coming about. And I'm super excited. And like I mentioned, it's so important to surround yourself and your team with good hearted people. So what I love about my band is they're amazing at what they do and they're good people. And so just the thought of, you know, being on the tour bus with them, I lived on a tour bus for the first 7 years of my life and I loved every moment. And so it's honestly a little surreal because my brother and I, when we came off the tour bus and he went to public school, I just remember thinking like, okay, you know, we met on the tour bus and I really think we're going to meet there again. And the fact that that is most definitely going to happen is, I think for both of us, we're very just proud of what we've done to be able to get back to that point.
And now I hear you have trouble sleeping without some noise because you're used to sleeping in a tour bus and the buzz and the hum.
I am, you know, I can, you know, I can sleep like a rock anywhere. I'm a sleepy girl, I'll admit. however, I still have yet to find a sleep like I can get on a tour bus. I don't know what it is. And I mean, I'm tall. Like I can barely straighten my legs in those bunks. Don't get me wrong. Like it's not glamorous, but for some reason it knocks me right. I think it's because literally as a baby, like I just grew up on that. So it's like, it's in my nature, I guess. So I sleep fantastic on a tour bus, which is great.
How tall are you? You've said you're tall. So how far are your feet hanging off the bed?
You know, I say I'm 5'9", for my own sanity, but I get told 5'10" a lot when I go places.
That's
so
great.
But I'm up there and I'm like all leg. So when I'm sitting, you can't tell. And then I stand up and everybody's like, whoa. So yeah, I'm
you
definitely
must have intimidated
tall.
A lot of guys, I'm sure, because you're beautiful,
yes.
Talented and tall. So
very tall. Yes.
But very talented is the most important thing right now, since we're focusing on your music career. And Haven Madison is with us. Turn Off All the Lights is the name of the new EP, the debut EP. Why did you choose that name for your debut EP?
Yeah, so
apart
I actually,
from the fact that there's probably a song on it named Turn Off All the Lights.
Actually, Turn Off All the Lights is a lyric in Claw Marks. And,
okay.
Yeah, so I think what it means to me is once all of the American Idol lights were turned off and I didn't have to go to high school, so those lights were turned off. And it was almost like all the filters of be this version of yourself, be this version, be this person. I got really good at shrinking and growing. So when I walked into high school, I would shrink because I didn't want people to think I was arrogant or to think I'd changed. And so I made myself as small as I could to kind of go under the rug. And then when I would walk into American Idol or a writing session, I would rise because I felt like I had to prove that I was good enough to be there. And so once all those pressures were turned off and I got to just write the music that was authentic and from me and wear the clothes that I wanted and do my hair how I wanted and not care what version of me people wanted from me, that's when all this music came about. And I think it's such strong music and it's got such an amazing, you know, up and down roller coaster of emotion and concepts. And so, yeah, Turn Off All the Lights is like, let it all go and just be who you are in the dark.
I love that. I love that. And so I'm interested to hear, because you're an X-Gen person coming up, you know, in this current generation of young people who are very social media savvy, very social media active. And you talked several times about the haters, the negative comments. How do you overcome that? How do you get past that? Yeah, I mean, because that's something that affects a lot of young people right now. Suicide rates, teen suicide is very, very high, unfortunately, here in the States, because people are so, they can be mean, because they can hide by some anonymous handle or something. So they feel they can say whatever they want to say.
Absolutely. I think it's a learning curve for sure. When I was on American Idol specifically, they told us, don't look at your Facebook comments, because actually the older audience is generally the meaner audience. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's hard. You have to, you know, you ignore it or you have to let it roll off your shoulder. But I think for me, the way that I have kind of found my way is, what makes somebody so entitled to think that they're correct about their opinion? You know, you can comment what you think all day long, and the reality is it's going to boost my algorithm. So if you really hate me, then the best thing you could do is block, just not see me. But commenting, it's just going to push my video to more people.
Right.
So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't worry me about like, oh, my social, whatever. You know, if there's 50 comments of people saying they hate me and think I suck, it's 50 comments. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, I've always said to people when I was younger, just releasing independent stuff, people would tell me, oh, they're listening to your music and they're talking crap about it. I'm like, yeah, they're streaming it. They're helping me.
Right. Exactly. You put money in my pocket. Thank you.
Absolutely. And so I think just understanding, it's just, you know, clearly they don't know. And, I've had a comment one time, there was a comment and it was, this girl's talentless, she shouldn't be on the show. And I saw it and I was like, all right. Clicked on the account just because I wanted to see. And in this person's bio was mental health advocate.
Oh my gosh.
I was
oh my
like,
gosh.
Are you? Are you really? And
oh
so,
my gosh.
I don't know, when you could just laugh about it and let it roll off and be like, these people, especially when it's from an older audience, I'm like, I'm probably the age of your daughter. What are you doing?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so you just, you know, let it roll off or don't even look at it. Half the time I don't look at it. And if I'm looking at it, I'm laughing my face off with my friends.
Mm-hmm. You're a great motivational speaker. I'm sure that, you know, you inspire a lot of people. Haven Madison is our guest. You're going to do another song for us?
Yes, let's do it. I'm going to sing Sky Up for you guys.
All right. Here she is, Haven Madison on Border Crossings.
You're my only source of light. you're my only source of light. You're the only one around when it's all falling down. You try and you try and you try and you try to stop the crash, and you do it every time. I'm a river of tears that I'll never dry. Do you ever get tired of holding the sky?
Border Crossing, sky up. It is Haven Madison who's with us right now on Border Crossings, promoting a brand new EP that comes out on April 26th. The new EP is Turn Off All the Lights. And Haven is at home, I guess. You're somewhere in Tennessee, whether it be Nashville or somewhere
else.
I am,
yes. I'm at home.
Did you guys do a hometown thing for the American Idol show? They used to do that.
We did, yeah. We had the crew come down for a hometown, filming session, and it was so much fun. We got so close with them, and, like, I took them down in the woods on our side-by-side and got them, like, our favorite restaurant in town. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a key to the city?
I don't think so.
No?
I feel like it was mentioned, but I don't think so.
You better call the mayor and say you want a Haven-Madison
I'm gonna get
day.
On that.
So tell me about your plans for the future. Why not tour with Olivia Rodrigo? Her Guts tour is, coming up. Why not get on board with somebody who's going to, put you in front of 25,000-30,000 people night after night?
Absolutely. I have so many people I would love to tour with. I would love to tour with Sabrina Carpenter, obviously Taylor Swift. I mean, like, that's a given.
Right. Sabrina's opening for Taylor Swift, I think.
She is, and she's incredible, and she's doing such an amazing job. I think there's just so many amazing artists that I'd love to collaborate with. I think Tate McRae is awesome. She's going to go on a run in the fall. So just hoping that, Lord willing, there's going to be a door that opens and I get to work with these amazing people. And yeah, so I think you can't really, plan out your future too much in this industry. You can have, points and goals and things for the year. But, in terms of what am I going to be doing in 2025, I don't know. Hopefully, going to the Grammys, but like, I don't know. I have a super long bucket list. So I try to look at my bucket list and check in every once in a while and see where I'm at and touch some things. And so,
what are five things on your bucket list? Give me five things on the bucket list.
Five things on the bucket list. Okay. Jimmy Fallon. I want to go on Jimmy Fallon. I want to do a Nike collab. So I love Nike shoes. I have a wall of it in my room, actually. So I want to
do a
Haven Madison Jordan, I think would be killer.
Yes.
So Nike collab is up there. I have a write a song with Steph Jones on there. And I actually had that on my books, which is crazy. I'm going to get to check that one off. Steph Jones wrote Nonsense by Sabrina. She's a killer writer. So that's incredible. I can't believe I get to check that off in a little bit. I have Sell Out Bridgestone. So Bridgestone obviously is in Nashville, Bridgestone Arena. And I've gone to shows there my whole life, whether it was, like my dad's, or I saw the Lumineers. I went and saw Pitbull the other night. I love going to concerts at Bridgestone. So that's definitely on my bucket list. And then doing a song with Noah Kahan is on my bucket list also. I love the way he collaborates.
Very, very diverse. Noah Kahan, he's kind of doing, stick season country music, and did a duet with Post Malone. And, some of the other things, you went to see Lumineers, and different things like that. This very diverse taste of music, which is good. It's healthy to have. I asked an artist once before to describe her music, and she called it a smoothie. She said there's a lot of different ingredients blended into it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to find inspiration from everything. And I think game recognizes game. I think no matter what kind of artist you are, if you're a true, genuine artist, you can hear something and know when it's good.
Well, we know that you're good. Turn Off All the Lights is the name of the new EP from Haven Madison, who has leaped to superstardom in a very short amount of time. And now the new album is coming out April 26th. And you could, like you said, you want to be at the Grammys. You got to do some touring. You got to go out and you hit the road and maybe international.
Yeah.
We're on the air right now in 100 different countries around the world.
Amazing. And, I want to come see you.
Yeah, people in Japan are watching, people in the Middle East are watching, people in Africa are watching, so I'm sure they would love to have you come out and perform for them. What's been the highlight for you so far?
The highlight? Ooh, that's a good question. I've got two. I went to LA for like a writer's trip, and I got to do pre-Grammy parties, and I went to a Next Generation pre-Grammy party, and that was so incredible. I was surrounded by people I've looked up to my entire life. I was walking around and Laura Marano was there. She was Allie in Austin and Allie. Like, I grew up on that show. I'm very social too, so I was walking up to everybody. And then, funny enough, there's a ton of influencers there, so TikTokers. There was a guy, and I walked past him, and I did like a double take, and I was like, he's my alarm. Like, I made my alarm sound him like screaming at me to get out of bed because I saw a TikTok of it. So, I walked up and was like, you're my alarm. He was probably like, what the crap? But I don't know. That was so. And the thing is I didn't feel like I didn't fit in. It's so interesting because all of high school, I would go to a game or I would go to school, I'd walk the halls, and I just felt like I just could never fit in the box. And it's so interesting that when I fly across the country and I go to this party with these amazing artists, like I got to go up and talk to Lauren Spencer Smith and see all these people, it felt like I fit right in. I was like, man, I think I was, round peg in a square hole. So I would say that was a highlight. And also, my first show I did coming off American Idol was in my hometown. It was my hometown show, and there were like 3,000 people there, and hearing them sing my lyrics back to me was absolutely insane.
And wait till you perform internationally. Once the EP's out and the songs really take hold internationally, globally, you go to a foreign country and sing your songs, and the audience who doesn't speak English is singing your lyrics. That's
That's
going to
amazing.
Yeah, that's something that I've always, I can't experience it because I'm not a singer, but I've always thought that would be quite the experience. Where were you and what were you doing the first time you heard your music on the radio?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's a radio station in my hometown. It's like the pop radio station in my hometown, and I was in school, and there's a kid who's in my class, and his mom runs the station. And I think his mom texted him and was like, Haven's about to play. And he told me. And I booked it out to my car in the parking lot. You're not supposed to leave the building. I did not care. I went straight out to my car and I got to sit in my car and listen to my song 15 play on the radio. And I didn't have words. I was just sitting there. I was like, is this really happening? Yeah, it still doesn't feel right.
That is going to be one of those pinch me moments that you're going to carry for the rest of your life. Even if you have many, many, many other hits and many, many other songs on the radio over the years, you're always going to remember the first time you heard yourself on the radio and the impact that it had on you. Here's another question for you. You were talking about, artists who you on your bucket list and things. If you could collaborate with three different artists, dead or alive, who would they be?
Ooh. Okay, hold on. So you threw in dead or alive, and now you're gonna hold on.
Yeah, add
Go
another
with me.
dimension to the question.
It does. Okay, I'm gonna go with it. Billy Joel, we're starting there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're starting there. He's iconic. His music's insane. I grew up on his music. It's incredible. His new single's amazing. Him as a person, amazing. I had tickets to his concert, but then I ended up being in LA when he was in Nashville. So my dad got to go. I was like, you're kidding me. It was him and Stevie Nicks. Like, come on. But whatever. It's okay. Hopefully I'll meet him down the road. So I'd say Billy Joel. Okay, you know it's a known thing when you're an artist. It's like, don't cover Whitney Houston. Don't do it. You won't do as good as her. It's like a known thing. I love singing I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. It gets me going. It gets me hyped. So collaborating with Whitney Houston, I think, would like I loved her movie. I'm just obsessed with her artistry, I think. And she didn't write her music, so I think to do a collaboration where I were to write a song for her, like,
Wow.
I just think that would be insane. So I would say her and Miley Cyrus. I'm obsessed with Miley. I'm obsessed with her new era of being happy and healthy and the big hair and not giving a crap what anybody thinks. I would love even just to be friends with Miley.
Right. She's come a long, long way, and it was great to see her win her first Grammy. And she
So
had
deserving.
a huge, huge hit. And of course, we've got Haven Madison here on the show today, and she's a hit maker from today, 18 years young. I find that it just blows my mind away that you're 18 and you come across very. I don't know if it's because you were homeschooled that helped to shape you the way you missed out on a few things, but you still went to school, public school after your freshman year, you said, and so you got to actually experience their prom. You went to your prom, I imagine.
Actually, so prom is only for seniors, and so I have this next month. I'm going to New York, then LA for my showcases. Then I come home for a little bit, and then I go back out to New York. And then I have like a press week for my EP releasing, and then I'm going to come home and go to prom.
Wow, there you go. That's
Yeah,
exciting. That's
I'm super
a big
excited.
moment. Yes, you must be very happy about that. So, I'm excited about the future for you, and it sounds like you take things one day at a time. You don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, which is that's fine. That's great advice. But nonetheless, you got to get out there and get exposure and get some tours booked and hit the road and go back to singing in front of tens of thousands, if not, many more than that. Have you done any festivals yet?
I have, yeah, I've done a few festivals here and there, and we're looking at some in the summer. We're kind of starting to open it up, and so I'm excited.
And what do you think about, how does it feel to you to perform for 50,000 people compared to, 1,000 or 300 in a small club? There's two different, one is you're connecting a lot more with the audience. One is a much bigger audience.
The bigger audiences, believe it or not, are way easier, way easier. I think it's because there's so many people and there's so many lights that you can't. I can see everybody's face, but there's so many that you're just bouncing around. When it's like a small, like I don't know, maybe it's like a private, like 30 person show. Those are so intimidating because you can just make eye contact with every single person and you can feel their energy. And so those are, both are fun, both are great, but I would honestly say that the smaller audiences are more intimidating.
Yeah, and I would imagine the bigger crowd, there's a lot going on. People are moving around, mulling
Yeah.
around stage to stage, coming and going and whatever. And you mentioned Billy Joel before. I thought it was very disappointing and disrespectful when the crowd started leaving while Billy Joel was singing the last song. I don't know if you picked up on that, but I didn't care for that. I thought he deserved a lot more than that. Haven Madison, thank you for being with us and for giving us the songs that you've given us today from your new EP, Turn Off All the Lights, which comes out April 26th. Where do people go if they want to keep in touch with you?
Yeah,
Social
all my
media.
socials. Yeah, my
Only positive
socials.
comments. Only nice people are
Yes,
welcome.
only positive comments. Yeah, all my socials are Haven Madison Sings, and I like to keep it real, so you'll get all the behind the scenes and all the things happening in my life on those.
And you really do, you respond yourself and you really,
I do,
wow.
yeah. I try when I have free time, I just try to go in and say hi to people and respond. I check my messages, I check what they're posting, and I go on the sound, my song sounds on Reels or TikTok, and I click and see the videos people are making. And so, yeah, I'm looking.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate meeting you. Before we go, we have not only many people around the world listening, but the troops are also tuned in. Is there any message you want to send out to people? Shout out?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Everybody just thank you so much. And I think it's amazing, even you mentioning how wide and versatile your audience is. I think it's incredible. I think. Music is the language we all speak, and so definitely being open to the old and the new and everything in between, just super grateful for people who are open-minded and ready to listen.
Well, thank you so much. Haven Madison, our guest, Turn Off All the Lights is the name of the new EP. Look for it when it goes on sale April 26th. Make sure you get a copy. I'm Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.